The Department of Defense is under strict orders from Congress to fix its acquisition process. Lawmakers told the Pentagon in the DOD 2010 authorization bill to develop guidance to implement a new rapid acquisition process. DOD plans on testing the approach on several technology projects this year. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with details on what DOD is trying to do and how it mirrors the trend across government. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
So how will this new approach to IT acquisition work?
Well, the idea behind the rapid acquisition process to, in many ways, really see what's going on in industry and copy it. DOD has had little success in achieving what they call the Big Bang Theory with IT systems. One example that we hear time and again is DOD's Dimers system, which cost $1 billion over the last decade, and DOD received a little from it compared to the money it spent. This was a big HR system to bring together all different types of technology and all different types of data into one central database. Now, I spoke with Tim Harper earlier this year about and he's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Command, Control, Communications, Intelligence, and Surveillance and Reconnaissance, and he's also the Information Technology Acquisition. He also works on information technology acquisition in the Office of Assistant Secretary of Defense for Networks and Information Integration. He has a long business card. Now, Harp says the idea is to embrace the approach DOD has used for years to upgrade the B-52 bomber.
By building on what we have the ability to inject new capabilities without disrupting the existing capabilities.
With the B-52, the Air Force, for instance, updates as it the bomber as it needs to over a period of time. And now, as Harp says, none of the pieces may be the same, but in the end, you still have the B-52 that does what it's been doing for almost 58 years. Harp says IT changes so quickly that if you tried to build really one big bang, again, one big system every 8 or 9 years, it just doesn't work anymore. Instead, the idea is to be agile with development and get some quick wins.
And so how does this differ from what they're doing now at DOD?
Well, for years, DOD has taken the approach to do for IT to do the same thing they've been doing with weapon systems. You know, kind of come up with the requirements, see a need, develop it over time, hire someone to do it, and it just takes years and years and years. But Harp says the risk with IT development is a lot different than the risk around weapon systems development because of how fast IT changes. He says the rapid acquisition process is more evolutionary, and there's a greater focus on prototyping.
It's going to change the landscape a little bit. It's going to open up the doors to non-traditional suppliers. It's going to open up the doors to small business for a lot of functions now that are wrapped up in larger business solutions that we deal with in the large systems. So it's going to change a lot of the landscape. It's going to change the way we do oversight because we typically today will have a 91-month process and we'll have an oversight meeting every once a year, once every 2 years. We're going to have them much more frequently if we're actually delivering capability every 12 to 18 months. So there's a lot of different aspects that are going to change, and that change management is going to be the challenge.
Now, Congress called for this new guidance, as you guys mentioned earlier, in the Defense Authorization Bill from 2010. But DOD also is going to put this new approach to the test with several projects.
So we don't really want to adopt this process to anything that's nearing the end of its acquisition phase or anything that's too immature. So we're looking for some good candidates that we could use to as the initial projects.
Now, we've not heard yet which projects DOD has chosen to do this, but I think that's all going to be part of what's coming over the next couple months. Now, several studies over the years, and the most recent from the Defense Science Board, and it has called for this change. And Harp says DOD and Congress have come really to this logical conclusion that they got to move out of the Big Bang Theory because it's not working. I also talked to Diane McCoy. She's the practice management executive with Acquisition Solutions and a former official with the Defense Information Systems Agency. Acquisition Solutions released a recent study on this agile acquisition process. She says DOD's effort is based on a core set of principles, and the first is to break the requirements into smaller portions so you have smaller programs, smaller capability segments that can be easily identified, developed, tested in a short period of time.
We recommended the use of process templates. That way you can begin to describe how you're going to buy something based upon the nature of that acquisition, whether it is a software development activity, a integration of commercial off-the-shelf capabilities, whether it is you're acquiring a service or whether you're just buying hardware and software components.
Now, she says other principles include better use of the CIO's authority as well as the acquisition authorities that are already out there to make a better process for decision-making. She says she talks about building systems based on specific platforms. Really, what she's saying is the iPhone model or the Droid model, what we're seeing across industry. A testing capability that's integrated that goes throughout the life of the effort, and more use of what she calls the portfolio funding process. And this is where DoD funds capabilities in different ways than they do it today. And part of the problem is that it takes longer to fund a DoD program, meaning start request funding to get the funding, than it does for Apple to develop their iPhone. And I think that's a big example that DoD likes to use to say this is where we need to go.
So then what would the timeline be for getting out all the guidance?
Right. So Congress gave DOD 270 days from when the DOD authorization bill became law back in October. So it's coming up very quickly this month. In fact, I've heard that DOD will be planning to submit this report to Congress by the end of July. And the report will talk everything we've just talked about the new approaches to IT acquisition that the Pentagon wants to pursue. HARP says that DOD is really borrowing best practices from the services and DOD agencies, including the Air Force's Global Combat Systems Command, which is a system that cuts across all of DOD, and it's an example of agile software development and implementation really to meet those goals. Interestingly, at the same time, Defense Deputy Secretary William Lynn spoke about this new approach recently in a speech to the U.S. Strategic Command. He said a task force is working on this and reports directly to him, and the goals, you know, are exactly what Congress called for: shorter time frames, 3 years instead of as much as 8 years, smaller increments, and the use of open and modular platforms.
We're speaking with Jason Miller of Federal News Radio. So this approach, how does it compare with what OMB is calling for with financial management systems? They basically said for agencies to stop further work on them until they could get this under control. Is this different than what OMB is doing for the civilian agencies?
In many ways, it's exactly the same, and it's very interesting to see this trend kind of going through government. OMB wants agencies to move to that more agile approach, similar to DOD. And in fact, Diane McCoy says the reason for moving to this agile development is part of the evolution of technology.
A lot of these ideas have been stated in various different forums and various different reports, but what we're seeing is people looking at them differently and perhaps applying them where they can in current processes. There are some things that have happened in the last 5 to 7 years. Of course, technology has changed. Architectures can be defined differently. The idea of use of platforms has been reinforced by various different products that are on the market, by various different capabilities that are on the Internet. So there's been a lot that has been learned by what's happened in IT that perhaps wasn't as clear as it was. It wasn't that clear that these processes would work if you go back 5 to 7 years.
HARP and McCoy both say that the shift is happening in both policy and in culture. The expertise and the discipline to keep focused on the short-term goals, that's the toughest part right now. You've got to make sure you have that expertise and discipline. And because the goal here is the short increments, the smaller bites of the apple. You know, Dick Burke, for the old enterprise architect from OMB, used to say, can't eat the elephant in one bite. But so you have to stay away from the scope creep, and you got to succeed or fail quickly and move on.
Speaking of eating the elephant in one bite, go ahead.
Well, Jason, I was just wondering how this might apply not just to IT systems, as you describe, but what about the real big ticket items, like things like the F-35?
Well, you know, it's interesting because they feel like that the weapon system, and there's a big bill that just came through Congress that got passed to change the way they do weapon systems, but they feel like their weapon systems actually works fairly well. I mean, how often do you need, okay, we need a new missile, you know, tomorrow or in 12 months? While IT changes so much that we need new capabilities on the field, and I think that's part of the reason what you're seeing, for instance, apps for the Army is another example of this idea. Weapon systems, I think they're okay with it taking, I think on average, like 91 months from conception to final delivery.
All right. Well, sounds like they're going to take a bite of the apple, and we just hope it's the low-hanging fruit, no pun intended. Thanks so much for that report, Jason.
All right. Thank you.
And that's Federal News Radio's Jason Miller.